This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Well, it happened on Thursday, and I spoke about this on Lock and Load, but it bears a continuation. New York's Attorney General has sued the NRA, and they're trying to put them out of business over allegations that high-ranking executives diverted millions of dollars for lavish personal trips, no-show contracts for associates, and other questionable expenditures. Attorney General Letitia James' lawsuit, which was filed in state court in Manhattan, which is NRA is incorporated in New York State. This comes after an 18-month investigation highlighted misspending and self-dealing allegations that have roiled the NRA and Wayne LaPierre in recent years, from hair and makeup for his wife to a $17 million post-employment contract for himself. The troubling part about this was already being whispered about in April of 2019 when we had the NRA annual meeting in Indianapolis, which was the last one we've managed to have since in the era of the COVID fear. Now, the troubles, which the Attorney General said were long cloaked by loyal lieutenants and a pass-through payment arrangement with a vendor, started to come to light as their deficit at the NRA began to pile up and struggle to find its footing after a spate of mass shootings eroded support for its pro-gun agenda. That's sort of a mischaracterization. What eroded support for their pro-gun agenda was Trump was elected. NRA never lost support because of a rampage killing. But in 2015, they had a $28 million surplus, and that went to a $36 million deficit in 2018. Now, Letitia James is a Democrat, and she argued that the organization's prominence and cozy political relationships had lulled it into this sense of invincibility. And they decided that, you know, according to her, the nonprofit rules were routinely flouted and state and federal laws were violated. They even, according to Letitia James, violated the NRA's own bylaws and employee handbook. She stated the NRA's influence has been so powerful that the organization went unchecked for decades while top executives funneled millions into their own pockets. The NRA is fraught with fraud and abuse, which is why today we seek to dissolve the NRA, because no organization is above the law. Of course, the NRA has yet to comment on it. I've seen the president, Carolyn Meadows, get out there and do her... She is a lousy excuse for a president of anything. Letitia James is taking aim at the NRA after her office dismantled one of Trump's charitable foundations and fined him $2 million to settle allegations he used donations meant for worthy causes to further his own business and political interests. And though they are headquartered in Virginia, the NRA is chartered as a nonprofit in New York, have been since 1871, and continues to be incorporated in the state, which is just simply continued stupidity on their part. Now, Letitia James also named Wayne LaPierre and three other current and former executives as defendants. Corporate Secretary and General Counsel John Fraser, who's been receiving his firm's been receiving since all this began, I think, $1.2 million a month. Retired Treasurer and Chief Financial Officer Wilson Phillips, that I don't know that much, and LaPierre's former Chief of Staff Joshua Powell, which unfortunately Joshua Powell was the, he seems to have been the beginning of the end. When he came into work there, they had that surplus. The lawsuit accuses all four men of wrongdoing and seeks fines and remuneration. But none of them have been charged with a crime. Now, Wayne LaPierre has been in charge of the NRA day-to-day since 1991. He is accused of spending millions of dollars on private travel, on personal security. He accepted gifts like African safaris. He got to use a 107-foot yacht from vendors, and he set himself up with a $17 million contract with the NRA if he were to exit the organization. And he did all this without any board approval, which is also part of the problem. The lawsuit said that LaPierre spent millions of the NRA's dollars on travel consultants, including luxury black car services, whatever that is, hundreds of thousands of dollars on private jet flights for himself and his family, $500,000 on 8 trips to the Bahamas over a 3-year span. Some of the excess spending was kept secret under an arrangement with the organization's former advertising agency, Ackerman McQueen. Ackerman McQueen has always been a point of contention for me, simply because when they had NRA TV, I was looking at their media that they were supposedly spending all this money on, which they were being billed for, right? And I was just, I would regularly ask board members that I knew, who's watching NRA TV? It's not actually a TV channel, it's an online presence. As an example, since I'm in the radio business, right, I was looking at Cam & Company, because Cam & Company was on the Outdoor Channel, then it was on Sirius XM. Sirius XM has no way to chart or track demographics. There's no way to figure out how many people are listening at any given time. You can only find out how many people actually subscribe to the service. And then there was his time slot, which was at midnight. So I was wondering, you know, you go to an NRA annual meeting, and the NRA TV apparatus was astonishing. If I had a tenth of the budget that they would bring just on their main stage, there's no telling what I could do with that. Ackerman McQueen would pick up the tab for various expenses for LaPierre and then bill them for out-of-pocket expenses in a lump sum. Frazier, the corporate secretary and general counsel, is accused of aiding the alleged misconduct by certifying false or misleading annual regulatory filings. He failed to comply with governance procedures. It is alleged failed to enforce a conflict of interest policy. It is alleged and failed to ensure that the board members were reviewing transactions or that the organization was following the law. I could have told you that wasn't happening. Phillips is accused of overseeing the pass-through arrangement, and he also set up a bogus $1.8 million contract to consult for the incoming treasurer, and he made a deal worth $1 million for his girlfriend, who we don't know who she is. Then there's Josh Powell. He got his father a $90,000 photography gig through an NRA vendor. He got a $5 million contract for a consulting firm where his wife worked, and he put $100,000 more in housing and relocation reimbursements in his pocket. And he was fired after 3.5 years for allegedly misappropriating NRA funds. He was sort of the sacrificial lamb. He also, with the unfurling of NRA Carry Guard, which was the precursor to all of this investigation going on, he also went to USCCA and stole their template for business, and then they tried to steal the membership for Second Call Defense because they actually had control of something called Lockton Affinity, which was the underwriter for Second Call Defense. So they pulled Lockton Affinity out from under Second Call Defense. Instead of just buying the business, which they could have done that legitimately, and there'd have been none of this nonsense going on, but they didn't do that way. And I don't remember which one it was, but when they were unfurling Carry Guard, Josh Powell had posters in the men's room looking down at you saying, "Do you have Carry Guard?" I mean, it was ridiculous. The problem with this is that a lot of this has been, talked about by people in the know for years inside the NRA. A lot of them have already left. This is trouble for the NRA. This is trouble. We'll see what comes of it, because it's going to be years before we know what happens with it. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. In George Orwell's 1984, the world first heard of the concept of thought crime. He didn't invent the concept, but he did name it. The idea that even thinking incorrect things could potentially become a criminal act. When the book was first published, a lot of people laughed at the idea of people's thoughts being criminalized, because how can you criminalize what's in people's heads? But George Orwell didn't know about Facebook. He didn't know about Twitter. He didn't know about social media. thoughts give rise to words. And once words are spoken, then people that speak are normally speaking their thoughts. So then the thoughts become public. And that's where we see thought crime become a real issue. And now, a man in sunny California has sent his firearms. His firearms have been seized. And the justification is that he thinks bad things. So we get this. A heinous act of violence at a church in South Carolina was carried out in 2015 by Dylan Roof. The then 21-year-old murdered 9 people at Emmanuel AME Church. His crime would go on to inspire others to do the same. Both Robert Bowers, who killed 11 people at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, and Dylan Roof have been canonized as Bowl Saints by the Bowl Patrol. The Southern Poverty Law Center told CBS 13 the name Bowl Patrol was inspired by Dylan Roof's distinctive bowl-cut hairstyle. For years, the self-proclaimed leader hid behind the pseudonym Vic Mackey, hosting the Bowl Cast, a podcast spewing hateful rhetoric and language. But his true identity was not known until now. The Sacramento County Sheriff's Office, along with participating federal agencies, has identified Vic Mackey as Orangevale resident Andrew Cesarez. The Sheriff's Office served a search warrant just weeks ago at his house. We were able to obtain a gun violence restraining order against him and a search warrant, and a firearm was seized. They used his online activity to get them in the door. They said this search warrant is the first of its kind, at least in the country. As far as we know, we obtained it and were able to serve it. He was posting enough racist rhetoric and propaganda on Facebook that it was concerning that his behaviors could become violent in retaliation. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing about Cesarez's opinions, including the glorification of mass shooters, that isn't absolutely, completely, totally repugnant. He is a waste of skin. He's a disgusting excuse for a human being. And that's not illegal. If it were, half of Congress would probably be behind bars as well. Yet, the question has to be asked, have his actions been sufficient to warrant a gun violence restraining order? Now, I don't think so, but Eugene Volokh, over at the Volokh Conspiracy, seems to agree. He writes, if Cesarez was actually involved in specific acts of violence or conspired to commit violence or solicited specific acts of violence against particular people, he could certainly be arrested for those crimes. And again, whether the completed crimes or conspiracy of solicitation, which are themselves crimes. His gun could then potentially be seized, either if they were evidence or perhaps as a condition of pretrial release. And some courts have upheld restrictions on gun possession by people who are under indictment, especially if there's some specific reason to be concerned that the person will use the guns illegally. And the TV segment in the story suggests that Cesarez had mentioned that some particular bleeped out person still deserves to be raped and murdered, which might, in context, justify at least a search and perhaps a charge of solicitation of crime. Though it all depends on exactly what Cesarez has said, which isn't clear. But nothing in the quoted statements from the sheriff's office suggests that the gun violence restraining order and gun seizure stemmed from any crime he had committed, including conspiracy or solicitation. It sounds like the basis for the gun violence restraining order was his rhetoric. He also added that he has what looks like to be the relevant court documents, but he hasn't been able to verify that. So based upon this, it looks like Mr. Cesarez was targeted because he was the wrong sort and because he was thinking the wrong thing and not because there was any actionable intelligence that he was a threat to anyone. He just had a big mouth. And that's about it. And it is very, very, very easy to overreach with a person like Cesarez. Authorities can do all kinds of stuff that would get them eviscerated in the media with someone like him, because so few people would want to defend him. His opinions are just that bad. The problem is that's what the First Amendment is about. The First Amendment is there to protect the opinions that we find vile. And if we don't do that, then we are hypocrites. Now, when I was in the military and I threw my right hand up the second time, I swore an oath to protect the Constitution, which means I protect it and the people that get to partake of the Constitution. And ever since that day, what I have been doing is I've been enabling people to say things against my beliefs, my value set. And that's part of it. That's part of freedom. Freedom is something that you have to do even when it goes against your grain. That's the hard part. Mr. Cesarez is entitled to think and believe what he wants to think and believe. If he turns that into action, well, then we are entitled to do something about him. However, this whole pre-crime mentality, where we're going to get out there and stop this before it happens, I know what that's about. They're doing it. They'll tell you, well, listen, we're doing it because it's we got to do this for the public safety. And in the meantime, in California, unless you know the sheriff personally, you're the chief of police, you cannot get a means to protect yourself. You have to rely on 911, which in the meantime, they're in California, there's a lot of defund police movements, especially in L.A. L.A. is becoming a backwater, if you will. Now, at the end of the day, it looks like Mr. Cesarez had his guns taken away because of what he said and thinks. This is a little bit like what happened with the veterans when they got put on the NICS. Most of the veterans that got put on NICS, when they mishandled their checks for their total disability from the VA, that was easy to do because most of them were not going to go out and buy guns anyway. Mr. Cesarez, this is easy to do to him because most people look at his opinions and they're like, we cannot possibly be for this guy. But just remember, this is a circular thing. Thought crime. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After spending the day on Capitol Hill, Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin is beginning to get frustrated as the Democrats and the Republicans cannot come up with a deal to get schools reopened properly.
Time is very important. That's why we're here. We have schools that are getting ready to open. We have kids that need to be protected as they go back to school. We want to make sure that the states have enough money to open the schools safely. Now, the president would like us to make a deal. Unfortunately, we did not make any progress today. We discussed the same issues. I think if we can reach an agreement on state and local and unemployment, we will reach an overall deal. And if we can't, we can't.
Secretary Mnuchin said that President Trump will likely take executive action on some of the relief proposals, including unemployment, if they are not able to break the deadlock with the Democrats.
This is USA Radio News. A Virginia rape suspect who was released from jail because of concerns regarding coronavirus went on to kill the woman who had accused him. Ibrahim Bawachi shot and killed the woman after he was released from jail. He initially was jailed without bond in Alexandria until the pandemic hit. His lawyers argued that he should be freed awaiting trial because the virus endangered inmates and their attorneys. He was released on $25,000 bond on the objections of the prosecutor. Former Vice President Joe Biden raised eyebrows once again with racist comments comparing the African American and Latino communities during an interview that aired at the convention of the National Association of Black and Hispanic Journalists.
Yes, and by the way, unlike the African American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things.
President Trump slammed Biden over his remarks, saying the Democratic rival totally disparaged and insulted the black community. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. So, right now, I have a very... this is a very winding path. I've had Dr. John Lott on Lock and Load a couple of times, and we've discussed two things primarily when he comes on. First of all, we've discussed the whole PR information campaign that is the COVID-19 panic. And here lately, we've been discussing mail-in voting. You already have two states in the union, that California and Nevada, which allow for ballot harvesting, where if you get a ballot and you don't fill yours out, and they know you don't fill yours out, and I don't know how they know that, but then you go, that somebody's going to show up and say, we would like to turn it in for you. And you hand them your ballot, and you have no idea. Does it get turned in if you voted the wrong way? Who knows? You never know. Instead of going to a place and casting your vote in a machine where you know it's completed, and there's a central control over it, this is just sort of a jump ball. So what's going on? And the COVID-19 thing is meant to push mail-in voting. Mail-in voting is meant to push election fraud. Election fraud is to ensure the Democrats get power. When they do, if they do, then you can most certainly, This will be a, we're about to, we would probably be entering a hot phase for a civil war, because what they intend to introduce, one of their sacred cows in gun control is universal background checks, which do not work. They also want safe storage. None of those things work unless you start a gun registry and you start going up against the Fourth Amendment, because the only way to check for safe storage is to just, you know, make an unannounced visit. So, no matter what position you take on lockdowns or masks, hydroxychloroquine, or any of the other COVID-related issues, this is the issue we have to attack this first in order to do away with the mail-in voting. You can find a doctor or expert whose opinion you can easily grab and use to bolster the case for lockdowns and all this other stuff. Most people have formed their opinions on what should be done about the ongoing pandemic and consequently have decided which experts they want to listen to. They want to follow on social media. They want to share material from. So for better or worse, to a large degree, we're entrenched in our own echo chambers. So, to a degree, appealing to authority is almost a moot point at this point in the game, whether your authority is the CDC or the WHO, who have consistently been wrong more than they have been right, or that group of doctors who were censored and even dismissed from jobs for daring to express an unpopular yet sincerely held medical opinion. What isn't a moot point are the observable patterns, and they exist independently of what any of the experts have to say. Now, I'm not a doctor, and neither are most of you, but I am a functioning thinking adult. I do have at least half a brain. Some of you might dispute that, and you're entitled to that opinion. But I'm also capable of analyzing statistics and reading charts and noticing patterns. And the patterns I'm noticing have me scratching my follically challenged skull. I don't sit well with cognitive dissonance, and I don't like media gaslighting, and I don't like governmental overreach. So if I'm being told I shouldn't or can't go out, and that I'm not allowed to breathe free air when I do, the evidence on the ground should damn well comport with the logic they're giving us to justify their extreme measures. But they're not. Not in any observable, logical way. Let's start with Sweden. Everybody wants us to be like Sweden, which, you know, Sweden is socialist. No, they're not. They're sort of quasi-socialist. The wonderland of woke snowflakes that somehow decided to go against the grain on COVID, and they went seemingly overnight from the world's darling to the world's next Khmer Rouge. They did not implement draconian lockdowns when this whole thing started. They never even mandated mask wearing. And according to nearly all the experts, Sweden was supposed to be something like a scene out of the Book of Revelation by now, with rivers of blood and bodies piled up to horses' bridles, and hospitals were going to be overrun. People were going to be dying in the streets. There was going to be carnage unlike nothing anyone had ever seen. Except none of that happened. Not even close. Absent the early Cuomo-style failure to adequately protect nursing homes that hurt their numbers early on, their strategy was a tremendous success. They implemented a few sustainable common sense measures. They bent towards the storm and they rode it through. And now they are reaping the rewards. Last week, Bloomberg reported on the country's promising COVID-19 data as new cases plunge. State epidemiologists Anders Tegnell and the Health Agency of Sweden reported declining cases since late June, the late June peak, at a death rate that has plunged right along with it. Tegnell said that Sweden has come down to these levels is very promising. The curves are going down. The curves for the seriously ill are beginning to approach zero. And everybody from the fake stream media to President Trump himself sort of disparaged Sweden's approach. But everybody was wrong on this. And now that Sweden has obtained some degree of herd immunity and is back to some sense of relative normalcy, who's going to apologize to them? But then we don't even have to go to Sweden. We can look at South Dakota, where Governor Kristi Noem refused to shut down a state or require a mask. And aside from a bad outbreak at a meat packing plant early on, the infection and death rate of that admittedly less population-dense state has remained consistently low. But what about a populous state? What about Georgia? Brian Kemp was supposedly conducting an experiment in human sacrifice by reopening his state too soon and not mandating masks at the state level. Cases did rise, but they didn't spike nearly 2 months after their lockdown ended, but the deaths are still below 4,000 statewide and are nowhere near any sort of drastic spike. It even looks like hospitalizations have peaked and are trending down. So for those who insisted we needed New York-style lockdowns in the Sunbelt states of Arizona, Texas, and Florida to fight those surges, here's a data pattern for you coming from a New York Times reporter. Alex Behrens, and he says, Arizona, Florida, Texas, 60 million people, no lockdowns now, 23,000 peak hospitalizations, 500-ish, hopefully, peak daily deaths. New York, 20 million people, hard lockdown, 18,000 peak hospitalizations, 1,000 peak daily hospital deaths. Let's lock down forever. A other narrative. Inconvenient data patterns exist in the places that supposedly did things right. Japan and even Hong Kong are seeing small case spikes, but big trend changes despite militaristic adherence to universal masking in the entire duration of the pandemic. They were masking in a lot of cases prior to that, you know, for other reasons. And then there's California, the land of fruits and nuts, whose governor implemented a statewide mask mandate on June the 18th. 2 weeks later, cases were three times what they were before the mandate and have continued to roll along at around the 10,000 mark every day since. Have you ever noticed that when the leftists criticize surging red states for not doing enough, they leave out California? Globally, Brazil, India, and Mexico have all experienced significant spikes, but despite early masking requirements. So apparently those who told us coronavirus would be pretty much eliminated if we would just wear a mask for a few weeks were either ignorant or lying or both. And all of that, along with plenty of other data patterns I don't have room to mention, raise the following questions. If lockdowns are the answer, why did Georgia cases rise 2 months after theirs ended? Why did Sweden never get overwhelmed? And if they just work while they're being implemented, what's to stop the virus when people do come out? If masks work, why is the virus surging in places that implement and strictly enforce their use? And why are places that never mask doing just fine? And this is not to suggest that COVID-19 is not dangerous or deadly to some people, but they do suggest that viruses are pretty good at doing what they do, and that's not a lot that humans can do, especially through lockdowns or face coverings, to stop them. Remember this when you keep hearing all of this nonsense coming from the news. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
All right, one more time before I go try to find something to do on this weekend. Actually, I'm supposed to go on the range and film. Got some things to film. Got some mech techs to film, actually. You may have heard the ad here on Jeunesse Communications Network. I have a couple of mech tech adapters to film, so I'll be filming them. But back to the subject at hand, because this should shock anybody. Because rioting is still occurring in pockets of the country, specifically the Blue Bastions. We'll talk a little bit, if we have time, we'll talk about a police attack that just occurred just the other night. They're being physically attacked. They're being threatened with being defunded. And in some cities like Minneapolis, residents are being told to be prepared and, drink this one in, to surrender their possessions to armed criminals if their homes are burgled. I thought the social workers would be on hand to stop that. Could more social workers stop that? This is the way, where this happens, if Minneapolis goes this way, there's going to be, in the beginning, there will be a bunch of homeowners killed, and then there will be a bunch of vigilante justice being met out. You can just watch, just sit back and pop the corn and, get you your favorite beverage and watch that begin to unfold. And the problem is that all of these bad actors, although they are the squeaky wheel, they are the minority. I don't care if it's the Somalis that are out there making all that noise or just your regular common garden criminal. It's going to be bad for them. In the beginning, it'll be bad for just regular people. Then when regular people get angry, then it's going to be real bad for them. This is the way Democrats get people killed. So, you can only imagine my shock when I heard that July gun sales were through the roof. I didn't know there was that many guns left out there to buy. And right now the left is running amok with an unending campaign of destruction, and the police are unable to stop it because they're being held back, so they're not allowed to. The political leadership in some of these hell holes won't let them do their job. So, of course, people are buying big guns because it's their constitutional right. Coming from the Washington Free Beacon, one of the country's leading gun makers saw earnings triple as gun sales once again shattered previous records for the month of July. July 2020 saw an estimated 1,795,602 gun sales, a new record with an increase of 133% over July 2019. According to a Washington Free Beacon analysis of FBI data, of which those buyers added 1 million new gun owners to the rolls. July is the fifth consecutive month to set a gun sales record. Chris Killoy, chief executive officer of Sturm, Ruger & Company, said the current spike in sales is unlike anything he's ever seen. The buying spree shows no signs of slowing down, and heavy demand will sustain itself into the fall. He said, having been in the industry for 30 years, I saw the surge in 1994 before the assault weapons ban took place. This is probably the strongest level of demand that I've seen. One of the most significant differences is how it has impacted all levels of the channel and the impact on inventory at all levels, which we can, you know, talk about that. Spike in FBI background checks and coinciding earnings at the gun industry giant indicated an explosion of new gun ownership as Americans deal with coronavirus and national unrest. FBI background checks indicate 2020 has now seen at least 10 million guns sold, most to first-time buyers and minorities. Is this going to impact the election? We'll see. Not all gun owners are Republicans. There are scores who vote for Democrats. Over 30% of gun owners in Virginia voted for Terry McAuliffe for governor in 2013. Pennsylvania is a huge gun and hunting state, and in 2016 it went Republican for the first time since 1988. It's not always going to be black and white. But here's the thing. We're probably looking now, I think, at 11 million guns sold, maybe 12. And 11 million new gun owners. 11 million. Now, what this means in certain cases is that all of these things I just talked about, like in Minneapolis, most people who commit armed self-defense do so with no training. And they do it very well. It's in a, you know, instinctively they do the right thing, which is good. It's a good thing. And if you look at whatever figure you want to look at, especially, we're going to see a spike in crime, and then we're going to see a spike in self-defense. And in these places where they go the social worker route, we're probably going to see a huge spike in self-defense. This is what happens when you allow this kind of nonsense to go on unchecked. In California, and if somebody wants to stake me some money and go out there with me, we can make a living just shoplifting. Because in California, as long as you only shoplift $949 a day, they're not going to arrest you. So you can literally roll in wherever you want to go with a buggy and just start stuffing stuff in there and take a calculator with you. And make sure you don't exceed $949. $950, I think, is the threshold. This is the kind of nonsense these blue areas allow. In the same area in San Francisco, where people defecate on the sidewalk, where you have to wear hip waders that are snake proof because of the syringes they supply to the heroin addicts, you can also make that living doing being a shoplifter. The fact is, Democratic Party is the best gun sales team ever. The thing about the leftists, though, is that they are circular. They are definitely circular. So we come to this, coming out of Portland yesterday. Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler, who is one of the biggest enablers of Antifa known in the English-speaking world, condemned the actions of rioters who attempted to set fire to a police precinct and block the exits while the officers were inside. Now, I don't know about you, but my first thought is, those police officers in Portland, these are some patient people. If I'm in there and I'm just filling out my paperwork for all the traffic tickets I gave out during the day, and all of a sudden they barricade the doors, they threw some sort of a fire source with an accelerant in there, and then they threw a bunch of fireworks in behind it, and then they blockaded the doors for the building to go up with me inside of it. there's going to be a bunch of dead Antifa. I'm going to be shooting my way out. They did use tear gas to disperse. But this led... I mean, just not too long ago, the police chief, Chuck Lavelle, got out there and said, enough is enough. This is not about racial inequality. This is just destroying for the sake of destruction. This is anarchy. No kidding. But this is what comes when you get out there and you leave room for destruction. But Ted Wheeler got out there and said, when you commit arson with an accelerant in an attempt to burn down a building that is occupied by people who you have intentionally trapped inside, you're not demonstrating. You are attempting to commit murder. And this is what it boils down to. There's nobody in this country that is repressed. Right now we've got Oprah Winfrey out there talking about how we're all unknowing racists when she's worth $3.5 billion, and she made most of that by a bunch of white people watching a TV show and loving it, and watching her movie and movies or whatever she was in and loving it, and buying her books and loving it. She owns her own television network. You know, she's not repressed, and I'm not racist. But all these people that buy into this thing, that there's got to be a reason for this or a reason for that, that's where the problem comes. And getting out there, the only reason Wheeler got out there and said this because he thinks it is a good prop for Trump's reelection, which it is. But hey, you were the precursor to this, pal. You got out there. You're still saying it. If you want to do, if you want to demonstrate peacefully, come on. Antifa is not playing by your games. You've already tried to sidle up to them. They're not interested in that. Keep your heads up. Stay aware. Eyes open. I'll be back next week. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.